Hey everybody, happy Friday. Welcome to the first Cup Chat Live of August 2025. I know you guys are not used to seeing me as the moderator, and none of you know me, I'm sure of it. I'm the Cup Scouting Commissioner and a partner to Tamara Christensen, who's our host today. Hi, Tamara.
Hello, Neelesh. So Neelesh, I'm so excited because I don't usually get to do a Cup Chat Live with you, and I'm stoked about that. I'm so excited.
I've sat in your seat a couple times, but not on this side. So, I'll try and be as fun as Gina usually is, but it's not in my comfort zone. But anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. And the thing I want to start with are these Neckers both of us are wearing. I think you need to say a bit about why both of us are wearing Neckers today.
Yes, and I love the Douglas Stark. You rock, because he said, "Happy World Scout Scarf Day." Happy World Scout Scarf Day to you too, Douglas. And Rusty, I see some Francie Lou Who. Love to see you on the show, friend. Scouter Craig. Hey, Luke Capria from PAC-21 in New York. Frank Fitzgerald from PAC-265 in Denton, Maryland. And the Blue Crab District. Man, that just makes me want to sit down with some blue crabs. That would be amazing. That sounds like a great place to live. Wendy, I love to see you always. Great to see you. Troop 38 and Pack 38. Always a pleasure. These are the people. Neelesh is like, oh, maybe there'll be people who come on every week. And I go, indeed, there will be. These are our friends. Oh, hey, Steve. Good to see you from Pack 3310 in Akron, Ohio. Good to see you again. So Scart World Scout Scarf Day. First of all, in the comments, tell me, are you wearing a scout scarf today? And if you are, yay. And if you're not, let me tell you a little bit about this because I don't know, Neelish, did you know about this when I sent you a text last night and said we should wear scarves?
I saw some postings on Facebook, was very puzzled by them, but now I know more.
Now you're in the know. And so now all these guys will be in the know too. So this is the explanation. World Scout Scarf Day is an annual celebration held every August 1st, dedicated to honoring the spirit of scouting and the iconic neckerchief that symbolizes unity, history, and shared values across the global scout movement. So very excited. No, it would get dirty, Rusty. We don't want you to get your scout scarf dirty, but I know it was on you in spirit, Rusty. I feel confident. And I see that I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. Ganti, my pack just ordered a full set of the card decks, but back ordered. I know we're gonna talk about that.
Indeed,
About
yes.
that.
Right. So actually, where I want to start is I was thinking back, it's been a full year since the new CUP program update occurred. So years gone by, we have some experience now with the program. And instead of sitting back on its laurels, the committee has been doing a lot of work in this past year. So, Tamara, maybe a quick overview of the various things the committee's been doing, right, to support the new program updates.
Sure. So it's been a lot. Like, I know people thought, oh, they'll roll out a new program and then we could rest. I think maybe people thought that. Well, people on our team didn't think that, but maybe other people did. But we really never stop because we always want to give you the best and try to meet the needs of our customers, which is you. And we so love you and we want to do everything we can. But we do that with data, not just, oh, it's someone's opinion. Neelish's opinion is that we should do this. We don't do that, of course. We use data. So it takes time to get that survey data back and everything. But here's just some of the things we've done this year. So we did a whole thing on pack resources, right? So talking about not just the small, we talk a lot about most of our packs are operating kind of a smaller pack dynamic where they might have a couple of ranks in one den. And they're having to do that as a program. And so the pack resources were released in May. And those resources allow you to take a look at all of the dens across. And it comes up with a plan to get you through the entire adventure. So those are all the required adventures as a pack. And you may be thinking, well, I don't have a small pack. I have a ginormous pack. I have 100 kids in my pack. And that's exciting, man. I get excited for you if that's your situation. You can use those too, right? Maybe instead of like doing a everyone does our own den meetings and you got all these new den leaders and they're a little bit intimidated about the program, you could do a couple of those required adventures as a pack. And that would take a little bit of the heat and pressure off of your den leaders, especially as they get new and get trained. Then we rolled into adding ceremonies and presentations. And we rolled those out in May as well. But guess what? I think I told you guys last week, we have been working so hard on trying to get more content into there. So we're in the process of reviewing all of the ceremonies and presentations that our team has come up with. And James and Sarah did an amazing job on the Cub Scout team. They're teachers. They had the summer off, or they thought they were. And then I asked them to do this project. So they've been doing an amazing amount of work. So we're going to have all those for you too, as soon as they'll go up on the website in the presentations and ceremonies directory. Then you saw we released fun and games, right? So you have a high energy bunch of kids coming through and you're like, wow, I need something else to keep these guys to run their energy out a little bit. You can quickly pull up the fun and games directory, doing a couple searches, and you'll be able to find a game that's going to meet whatever kind of requirements you have, indoor, outdoor, high energy, lower energy, whatever it is, what grades, you can search by all that. We rolled that out. We're going to be adding to that. And then we have den meeting activities. We're constantly looking at what den meeting activities are doing really well, but more importantly, maybe for us, is what doesn't really work very well. What do we need to add a couple more activities in? And that's where the crowdsourcing helps us, because we can take your great ideas and then incorporate it into the den meeting activities. And then maybe what we're leading up to is we also created den meeting decks.
Right. Yeah. And so that is the topic of today. Although if you look at the people who are attending, and thanks for all of you for joining. Some of you are already familiar with these packs. I mean, you've started to order them, and we'll talk more about what's in them for those of you who don't know. And I think it'll be a good way for you to get an appreciation of what you would get if you ordered the packs. So the den meeting packs are certainly one significant resource that we are rolling out. Talk a little bit about how they fit in sort of the overall desire to make life easy for leaders.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a couple of shout outs before I go into that explanation, because I see we've got a lot of really awesome people on today's show. I'm so excited. Eddie from Pack 519 in La Canada, California. I'm seeing MG Maming, good morning, an active scout leader from the Philippines. I love that. Currently with Catalina Council. Hope to be working with you soon. Absolutely. Love that. Eddie, he's tagged some people. Thank you, Eddie, for reminding me. Hey, you've got people that you know that would really benefit from hearing about the den meeting decks, about the cool things that are getting ready to come up. Please tag them in the comments. We would love for them to join us. We have Amanda, and she's tagged somebody. Good job. Mary Waters Hartman, Pack 3923 is listening. Hello, Mary. Bert Bender, hello. New this week, mixed grade den plans. Hi, Bert. It's good to see you. Frank Fitzgerald, I know I ran a multi-level den and was challenging to meet those requirements for both levels. Frank, I would love for you to take a look at the pack resources that we just released, because I really think that those are going to help you. And I would love to know how those work out for you and any feedback you might have. I see Keith. Sorry, I'm trying to scroll down. We have so many people. Keith, is there a way to bind the cards together, perhaps in an almost book-like format? That's a great question. That's not on our scope right now. We're worrying about getting the decks out and maybe some supplemental decks. So I will definitely take that back to the team and see what's possible. Cub Scout Pack 3138, hi from Minnesota. Great to see everybody. So, all right. So your question was, Neelash, the decks. So how are they going to help our den leaders, right?
Yes.
Okay. So cool thing about these decks is that I think our original vision for the decks was you get a deck. Okay. So you get your deck. I've got my deck and it has everything I need in it for my level. So this is the Wolf deck. And I would take it and I would say, you know what? I think I'm going to do Bobcat. So I think, Brian, you may have a slide on this. So these are all the decks. We have one for every level and they have cool stuff in each of them. They all have all the required adventures, and then they have a couple of elective adventures. So with one deck, you could get through a rank and it has some other fun and games cards. It's got some other extra bits in it that really make it special. So I think if we go to the next slide, we can show you how we're going to lay this out. So first of all, why did we do this? You probably think, wow, these people, they just don't have enough to do. Why are they creating cards? But it's really not. It was very thoughtful and intentional. And Audrey and Anthony really were passionate about this concept. And so they thought about this and they thought, well, you know, you might think these are current kids right now playing Pokemon with their Pokemon cards, but really this is a picture of parents that was taken in 1999. Remember, Pokemon came out in 1998. How old are those parents now? 27. Yu-Gi-Oh came out in 2000. Those people are now 25 years old. Think about that. Those are the ages of our current parents in a lot of our packs. And so when you bring them on as a den leader, they already have an affinity for these cards. They've been playing with them their whole lives, and now they're teaching their kids how to play these games. And so what we'll do with the deck, if we move to the next slide. So the den meeting deck, this is an example for Bobcat. So the first thing is that there's always a card that has an introduction. And on it, it has a QR code. That QR code, if you snap it, goes to our den meeting resources. Now, I know I don't need to tell you guys anything about the den meeting resources, because you guys are experts in the den meeting resources. You know that we have at least between 2 and 3 activities for each requirement for each thing, each adventure. So we have lots of resources up there. And you might be surprised to know that there's a lot of people that still don't know about the den meeting resources. So I love the fact that you're always pointing them out when they come onto the Facebook groups and they ask these questions. You're always pointing them nicely to the materials. Thank you. These cards do that too. So I think one way, Neelish, that this helps us is that new den leader who goes to the scout store or goes online to buy their uniform, and they're trying to find stuff that will help them, that they might pick this up and they may not even know about the den meeting resources yet, right? Because they're just brand new and they're like, oh, a wolf deck. I'm a wolf leader. I should get that. And then they're going to go home and it's going to give them a lot of really cool stuff. So in this example, Bobcat, we've got the overview, the snapshot of adventure. You can also, it'll save your safety stuff. Then you've got all of the requirements for Bobcat. And so you see on the card, they're gray at the top and they have a little one. Those are for requirement one, the ones for two for requirement two, and so on. Okay. Normally, if you see one that only has one, like in this case, I think requirement two has only one card. And that's because it says recite the scout oath and scout law with your den leader, right? With your den and den leader. So there's not a lot of activity. There's not a lot of differentiations on how you do that. You're just reciting it. So that's why there's only one card for those. So you take those and you've got all of your cards out. And then what you're going to do is you're going to look at them. So I would take those first three cards. I think the next slide may show this so that everyone at home can see what I'm... Yes, good. All right. So you're going to take... So in this case, this is an example for requirement five. So you're going to take requirement five's cards and you're going to look at them. And you're going to say, okay, one of them is play Simon Says to learn the Cub Scout sign, handshake, and salute. The other one is a Bobcat relay. Again, we're trying to, the requirement is to learn the sign, the salute, and the handshake. And so this is a relay. And then the other one is called Scout Sign Sound of Silence. So in those, it tells you, see, they have the codes that you're already familiar with, right? Whether it's indoor, outdoor, how much energy it takes, how much the supplies are like. Do you have any? Do you have a ton? And then finally, how much prep time do you need? So the same kind of codes you're used to on the website are on this card. So that makes it really easy for you to figure out as a den leader how to plan your time. So you're going to pick one of those. And then the next slide will show you, you're going to put them all in order. So I would take, you know, one card and, you know, from requirement 1, 2, 3 and get them all together. And I would lay that out. And that's my plan for getting through Bobcat. Now, it should take a meeting for most of them, but some of them I know take, you know, you may want to spend a little more time on it because you've got cool stuff and you want to add some stuff in. That's cool. It's not part of the requirements, but it's part of making it fun. Then you see the blue card in the middle. Those are really cool. That's fun and games. So those fun and games we talked about, they point to here, and each deck has fun and games. So if you wanted to like add in another game into the middle of this, you could. You would just plot in that card, lay them all out, and there's your plan, Neelash. Super easy, right?
Yeah. And I think the other thing, I mean, although, as Kevin points out, this is available, you could go to your, you know, Wolf book, for example, and find the activities and the requirements and so on, or go online and find them. But the idea behind the cards is that if there's more than one of you as leaders of the den, you could hand the card out to one of the parents or one of the leaders to run that particular activity or that particular requirement. It allows you to distribute the load of actually doing the adventure to other parents or leaders. And honestly, I think it's a great way to attract a parent to get involved, right? Because when you give them a card and say, this is all you need to do, and here's a QR code that goes with it.
Take a picture of this. Would you mind doing this for next week?
Right.
Who would say no to this? Be like, okay, all I have to do is help get the den code of conduct up. Okay. I mean, that's easy, right? One little
the idea. So I think this is where it's differentiated from just reading it on the web or reading it in the handbook. It just lets you then be much more flexible on how the requirements are done and who does them and who prepares for them, right? The other thing I think is probably worth saying is if you're preparing for a den meeting, the morning of the den meeting, or maybe in the afternoon as you're about to leave work.
We call that the fly by the seat of your pants moment, which I admit was me on many occasions, Neelash.
Right. And so now you've got these in your hand, or you have it in your briefcase or whatever it is, and you can quickly scan the codes and bring up what you need to as you are headed to the den meeting. Not that I'm recommending that, but it just does leave.
And don't do it while you're driving. Let's just be like that clear.
and so I think that this is one of the main reasons we think these cards are supplementary, are additional resources that can complement what's already on the web.
Yeah, and what I've seen some people do is like they're buying, like commissioners are buying them for their packs they serve so that their new den leaders come in with like feeling like, oh, wow, this is easy. I mean, if you can get all your stuff and it's all on little cards, I mean, how hard could that be? You know, like it makes it seem so much more doable, right? And to be able to lay it out, some people are tactile. They need to be able to see the paper. And then I've seen people have really cool, the little plastic sleeves that they use to put like cards in, right? Like Pokemon cards, and use that to plan out their meetings, and they just leave them all in those sleeves in the way that they want them. And I just think that's really clever too. So I've seen a lot of people, if you're getting them or if you've already bought them, I'd love to hear how you're planning to use your decks when you get them and how you're going to use them. I think it's going to be exciting. Let me do some shout outs and let you know how much I love to say hey to people. Amanda Allen, being able to bundle them together would be nice. Yeah. Cub Mary Bell, Cub Scouts. Oh, Puerto Rico. I love Puerto Rico. We were there earlier. Met some of the nicest scouters while we were there, just walking around in Old Town. PAC 57. Matt Wade from PAC 10 in Raleigh, North Carolina, new Cub Master, and looking forward to hearing about the resources. Yay, Matt. Thank you for stepping up to be a Cub Master. That's amazing. You're going to have such a great time. And then Francie Lou Hu, I love Francie. I'm so excited that we're finally talking about these card decks. I've been excited since Anthony first shared them at the National Cub Scout Conference. Yay, Francie. And we're very excited too, Francie, that they're finally here and in our hands and you guys are ordering them and it's going to be exciting. Cub Scout Pack 3138, Punch and Ring Clips. Is that a way is that what they're called? Those little cards? Yes. Okay. These decks are exciting. Frank Fitzgerald, John Nail. Where can I find these? We're going to tell you about that in a minute. Thank you for asking, John. And he's a new assistant den leader. And these are awesome. Thank you. And then, I'm sorry. There's so many comments today that I'm struggling with, like, the ability to go down. Just a lot of great comments. I super appreciate everybody coming in and like weighing in and telling us how they're going to use. And I love, and Mike Singleton's like, great idea. I hated having to repeatedly cut and paste the stuff for leaders. Yes, exactly. So Awesome. So what else, Neelesh? What do you think?
I was just looking at Matt Wade's comment. You know, is there a resource that shows all the requirements for each rank laid out in a document? And that could goes right back to the pack meeting resources. If for any of the required adventures, and we're soon going to have them for some of the elective adventures as well, for any of the required adventures, if you want to run that as a pack, then it shows you what you can do for all of the ranks in that meeting, right? So you could run it as a mixed rank meeting and cover that required adventure at that rank level, right? So yeah, go to the pack meeting resources and that will help you.
And Matt, there's one more thing, Matt. There is a resource that we have that's, I call it the Bobby Galeza resource. It is an amazing sheet. It's shared in a bunch of the Facebook groups, and I usually have this link listed, and I'm not sure if Bobby tuned in today. If he did, Bobby, if you're out there and you can post your link in here, it has a page for every adventure that's cross rank, and it has Tiger or Lion through AOL across, so you can quickly see everything on one page. I think, Matt, that's what you're wanting. Bobby's resource. Kate, I'm with you. Bobby's resource is incredible, and Bobby's incredible. I love him. So, Kate, if you have Bobby's resource link and can put it in the chat, we would love that so that Matt can get it. That would be amazing. Okay.
So
back to the decks.
Let's talk about where we can get them, where they can get them.
Absolutely. So I think that behind the scenes, Brian, Kate put the link for Bobby's resource. So Matt, please go down to Kate McCready's little link and post that. That would be great. Oh, thank you. Thank you behind the scenes, Brian, the superpower that he is. He's amazing. Thank you behind the scenes, Brian. So we can get them at thescoutshop.org is the best place to get them. I got to tell you a story, guys. So last week, Anthony and I were on, and we mentioned that these were available because they had just become available on Friday, and we were excited. So we wanted you guys to know, you know, and Monday they were available. And then Tuesday I clicked on the link in preparation for this with Neelesh. I'm like, what is wrong with the link? It doesn't work. Well, it had sold out. You guys bought them all out. So they, no worries. They've got another order coming in. So when you order it, you will see a little bit. You know, I think that they're August 11th or August 15th is when they're going to be available. So so that's the power of Cub Chat Live. You guys went out and you bought them, right? That probably we were still talking about them and you were clicking on the link and making it happen. So, but they will be available at scottshop.org. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, the first run was a pilot run, a test run, a small one, and as Tamara pointed out, gone very quickly, disturbed us a little bit, but the Scout Shop has been very quick to order not only a second round, but a third round. The second round will be available by August 15th at the latest, they tell us. So yeah, feel free to go in and place your orders. The link does work. We did check. You know, just be a little bit patient. You'll certainly have it before the academic year begins.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you for being go-getters like you always are. And we were delighted. We were surprised, but we were delighted that people were getting them. And yes, are the decks only covering the required activities? This is great. I don't know if the next slide covers this, Brian. Does it cover kind of what it has in it? Presentation. Okay, so this is how the card is laid out. This is exactly, it's the QR code goes directly to the dead meeting resource that's online. And then the next thing I think shows the card. Yes. So this is an answer to your question, Matt. This is the wolf example, but there's always 5 instructional cards. And I love, so I know I shouldn't geek out on the instructional cards, but I kind of do because I think they're so important. So there's one on how to use the deck. So there's actually a video on that. It tells you how to use it. There's also written instructions. There's a welcome new leaders. Think about it. If you signed up to be the wolf leader and you're a little terrified or scared about being a wolf leader and you picked up this deck, it immediately tells you how to go get training, right? It tells you how to get started. So all the welcome, there's hi, Anthony. Yeah, he's... And it tells you, you know, what you should do, where those resources are. It talks about den leader training and how helpful that will be for you. And then it also shows you where all the safeguarding youth training is. So even before they got their welcome email, even before all that comes out, they would have these. So those are the instructional cards. Yes, they have the 6 required adventures. All of them do. Each of the decks have games. In Wolf, we have 9 games. In Lion, we have 10 games. So all of them have, Tiger has 11 games. AOL has 5, or Weeblos has 5 games. AOL has 5 games. So they all have games. What's cool about that is we made sure that all the games across all the decks are different. So if you're a wolf leader and you become a bear leader next year, you can still take your games cards, and now you have double the amount of games you had to select from for the new year. So I think that's kind of awesome. And then in this particular deck, we have 4 elective adventures: Summertime Fun, Race Time, Let's Camp, and Computing Wolves. In others, Lion, we have 5 electives. Tiger has 4. Bear has 4 electives. Weeblos has 5 electives, and AOL has 6 electives. So they change a little bit based on how many activities were in that deck. So we're trying to make the decks kind of the same amount of cards. And so we were able to fluctuate and give you different amounts of other things, depending on how much, you know, how many cards we had for the basic stuff. Do these have hints to give a den chief? So they don't have hints to give a den chief. I think den chiefs is a whole nother thing. We could probably like have a whole topic on den chiefs and how to welcome den chiefs in. But I'll tell you what, I would say that first of all, den chiefs, you know, they're for the older, they're really meant to be for the older, older ranks. And den chiefs are people who, when I was a den leader, I loved using them for the scout skills that they knew. So, right. So they come in and they know first aid, right? They know some knots. They know all this stuff. So the most powerful way to use a den chief is to help you teach those skills that maybe you're not as brushed up on, or you are, I'm sure you are, because this audience always is, but they're going to be able to share their scout knowledge with the younger generation. And that's going to be really powerful. So I think that in some of these, you could totally give them like, hey, here, can you take a picture of this card and can you run the game next meeting? Right. Exactly. I totally think you could use it that way. And I think it would be really powerful because it does have step-by-step instructions. Your den chief is probably going to be very technology savvy. And they'll be very comfortable with that. And they'll think you're probably pretty hip because you're giving them a QR code and they're going to be able to go look that up. So I think so. Oh, Joan grabbed her set earlier this week. Joan was part of the reason why we sold out so quickly. Great job, Joan.
Before we run out of time, there were one or two things you wanted to tell them, Tamara. So you should probably get to that.
I did. So Neelish, she's cracking the whip on me, making me stay on time. Okay. Good job, Neelish. So first of all, go buy your copy of the decks. That's number one. And I wanted to tell you guys, because lean in a little closer to the screen, I'm going to tell you something that not everyone knows. We are having what I lovingly refer to as a Cub Scout influencer session down at Seabase in December. So December 12th through 14th. I'm just telling you to mark your calendars if that sounds like something you'd be interested in. We're looking for people who will go back and take the information that we give them and help their councils and territories know all the cool stuff that you learn every week that you're here at Come Chat Live. We're looking for those kind of people. Bonus that you get to hang out with Neelesh and Anthony and our other Cub Scout and our other National Cub Scout, a lot of other National Cub Scout people that you've met on Come Chat Live. Jason, and I think Sydney's going to be there. There's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be really great. It's going to be a moment where you'll have a chance to hear what we're going to roll out early. You're going to have a chance to give us feedback on that. And then we're going to take that information, come up with a plan for next year. You're going to tell us what things you think we should be focused on. And then you're going to help us get the word back out to the areas that you serve. So I'm excited about that. And it's Pennsylvania in December. Yes, I'll be in the Keys. No problem. Right, Neelesh?
Absolutely.
All right. And then next week, we're going to have Sherry Smotherton Smith, one of my Cub Scout besties, talking about the 10 elective adventures. And I'm curious.
The 10 top. The Pardon? 10 top. The 10 top, top.
Yes, the top 10. Yes. Yeah, top electives, adventures. And it's going to be great. And I don't know if you're going to be able to get even guess that what you think those top 10 elective adventures are. I guessed two of them right. And then you know what else is really important about next week, Neelash?
No, tell me.
It's your birthday. It's Neelash Shah's birthday next week. Happy birthday early.
Thank you, Tamara.
Always love the opportunity to celebrate you, my friend. So I'm excited. If you see anybody else you want to tag about the decks, and I look forward to seeing everything that you guys are going to do with the decks and how you're going to use them. And I love it. Happy birthday, brother. See, people are sweet. Everyone's wishing you happy birthday, Neelash.
Thanks, guys. And thank you, Tamara. I think, firstly, thanks for making it fun. But also, it's important that the word gets out about this resource for those of you and people you know that might be able to use them to make life a little easier, but potentially more fun and certainly simpler, which is kind of our motto. And thanks for tuning in. We always value having you here. Many of you are regulars. We love that. Those of you who are new, thank you for coming. Bring others. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live. Except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.